happy 4-1 victory. Not only was that a lot of goals, but an all-important 3 points, local derby. Was that the performance that you've been calling for a number of weeks? It was certainly the result you've been calling for. Was that the performance as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's still room for improvement. It's not the finished article by any means. But, you know, we've scored some goals. Front two have scored, which is pleasing. And you know, we've worked hard for 90 minutes today, which we didn't do Tuesday, as you know. So I'm well chuffed with today. And 3 points that, you know, hopefully we can get on a bit of a run now and get a, you know, get a settled side. We've been making, chopping and changing players and getting to know one another, and hopefully we can get that sorted and push on now. Tough game at Needham away on Tuesday. They're top of the table flying. Tough game, but this, you know, we'll use that. We'll go there with full of confidence now.
Some of the performances out there gave the impression there was fire in their bellies. Did you put that in them, or did they put that into them and themselves? Because you had a few players playing against their old side, and from you and Dave's point of view, this game had no introduction, needed no introduction, did it?
No, I just said to them I needed them to, you know, put on a performance for me today. I've backed them a lot, and at times they haven't really paid me back. Today they've paid me back. They've come out. They've worked really, really hard, and that's what I asked for. At the end of the day, we've got the quality. There's no doubt about that. Unfortunately, we haven't quite got the application or like the work rate for full 90 minutes. I got that today, and we know that now if we do that, we'll win games. And we've won games. You know, we've won today. All right, Dan's made a couple of saves, you know, but we've been fairly comfortable.
You took the game to them from the first whistle. How important was it to do that and also get the first goal? Because getting the first goal in some of the games, win, lose or draw, so far this season, hasn't always fallen to Heybridge first, but today it did.
No, exactly. I think the second goal right on half-time, and then the third right after half-time. You know, if you look at the times, we probably scored 2 goals in the space of 90 seconds. Which, you know, has sort of killed the game, and which is great. And we just wanted, I wanted to be in front. It was a different situation to be in front at half time, something I've not had too often. We played well. First half. I think Burnham, give them credit, they didn't let us play second half as much. Got in our faces a bit more. We played better first half, but I also felt that we were playing within ourselves. You know, a few of us had the handbrake on a little bit. If we'd moved it through a couple of gears, we might have come in more than 2 goals up at half time. But, you know, less than 4-1 away from home. Just get up in the bar now, and a few people are going to buy me some drinks, I'm told. So I'm hoping so anyway.
Bit of a nerve-wracking time in the 6-yard box a couple of times in the second half, but they got through that, did the players? I mean, was that resilience or just playing as a team and a unit that suddenly found a little bit of luck that you've been calling for as well?
Yeah, no, I think so. I think that's, you know, a little bit of resilience, a little bit of togetherness, as you said. I think we need to not let the ball bounce in those situations, you know, and I think we're lucky that we know that, you know, if they do breach our back four, you know, the outfield players, we've got a goalkeeper in Danny that, you know, it's going to take something special to beat him. He's made 2 or 3 great saves. I can't comment on their offside goal. I can't see if he's offside or not. You know, but we just got to do that a little bit better, not let the ball bounce. But I thought we defended well. You know, Goody's played injured. Bealey, you know, steady again. You know, because, you know, the boy up front, Menga, he's a handful. You know, he's an absolute unit, and he's and I thought we dealt with him well. I'm pleased, you know, and there's something to work on now going forward.
And your former side, I mean, do you believe that when all's said and done, they'll be okay this season?
I hope so. You know, I had 6, as I said to you before, right at the start when I left, I've had 6 fantastic years here. You know, it's a great football club, and it's at the level now that they deserve to be in. And, you know, Bertie's he's walking past, you know, I wish him all the best, and I hope he's successful here. Obviously apart from when he plays us, but, you know, it's the first result I look for. It'll always be a club close to my heart. And, you know, I think they've got enough there to, you know, to carry on and maintain their status. And I really sincerely hope that they do, because that's, you know, I know how hard, not just me, you know, I know how hard people behind the scenes at this football club worked to get out of the senior league. And it wasn't, I'm the manager who done it, if so to speak, but it was a club effort. There's people here, the supporters that have, given me stick, put up the banner, and have put a false team sheet up on the wall, giving me stick in the dressing room. And they've worked so hard to get the club, and they deserve to be in this league. And I really, really, really hope that they stay.
You've already mentioned how difficult Tuesday will be, but how far does this result and this performance go towards putting up a performance against potentially the league leaders? If they still are, they're certainly up there and one of the big boys of the division on Tuesday.
Yeah, we've got to go there. We've got, probably, and we're going there, no one expects us to win, which was the mentality that I had when I was here a lot of the time. At Burnham, no one expected us to win, and we've got to use that. And it's 11v11. It's we can go there and give a good account of ourselves. That's two wins out of three. Away from home, we seem to be doing it better away from home than we do at home. So we'll go there confident and got Whitey back, Barb's back. The squad's getting stronger and we look to push forward.
All right, you better go and see if there's more drink in the bar, because I think they might have supped up. They're calling for you.
Okay, well, I hope they've got the beers in.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers, mate.